G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 29. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, the calendar tells us it's still winter, but the field for Saturday's Memsey Stakes tells us it's very much springtime. Eight Group 1 winners among the acceptors. Faulkner scratched as we speak, but still seven Group 1 winners of plenty of Group 1 races. It really is a cracking field.
It sure is. Tough race to step in and have a bet on, but very intriguing race to watch. And yeah, as you said, it's going to be a full field. Disappointing Faulkner, we don't get to see him, although we will see him, I think, on Saturday. We'll be having a track gallop at Caulfield. But good field, plenty of horses resuming, always makes it tough. Good to see a couple of Sydney siders down here, though, and one of them will probably be the favourite.
Yes, well, I reckon a few visiting stables are going to get some spoils at Caulfield on Saturday. Carl, what do you reckon?
I think they might get the main race, but it is a good card, strong card, and it's good to see Caulfield field sizes hold up so well, considering all the other venues on Saturday have done so poorly. So hopefully the rain eases off and we don't get too many scratchings, and I'm sure it'll be a really good meeting at Caulfield.
Okay, well, there's five group races on the card, five black type races on the card at Caulfield, and we'll take you right through them, and in fact, we'll just start with race four and go right through the rest of the card, so we pick up the main quaddy. Race four at Caulfield, HDF McNeil Stakes. Speaking of cracking races, this is a group three for the three-year-olds over 1,200 metres, and there's a couple of smart ones, or potentially smart ones, resuming. There's a few last start winners. There's a few different form lines. Joel?
Yeah, I've gone for one there, coming off a maiden win, number 10, Mr. Individual. He looked really good at the jump outs before he scored on debut. It was a good win. He beat a Colin Little trained horse called Deputy Dan, who I think still also goes okay. There was a long gap to third. He's come back, he's had a couple of jump outs. Michael Rod to ride, Damien Oliver would have ridden if he wasn't suspended. And they went up silly odds early. He's around about $11 or $12. That's probably his right price, and I think he's worth a bet each way. Got him ahead of number 11, Stream Ahead. Missed that run a couple of weeks back, but that Petite's Valu form still looks good for Mooney Valley, so I'm going to give her a chance against the boys. Four Stoker, no luck at all last start, and three ready for victory. We obviously saw how smart he looked as a two-year-old. It'll be interesting to see how he has come back. 10, 11, 4, 3.
Similar numbers. I've got 10 on top as well, Mr. Individual. Not particularly keen on this race, and I landed with Mr. Individual a little bit by default. I was impressed by the debut win at Bendigo. That was back in June, and it ran quick time as well. Very similar time to what Green Card did in winning its maiden by four lengths, and I guess it probably would have won by four lengths if Deputy Dan wasn't in the field, because there was a big gap to third. And just on the basis of, I've got a knock on a few of the others, I've put Mr. Individual on top on an each-way basis. From three ready for victory, who's first up, and I've got the stablemate Prince of Brooklyn in for third. They're both resuming, both want to see how they go. They both draw inside barriers. I'm sure they'll be prominent throughout, and they'll be competitive. And then for fourth, I put in number 11, Stream Ahead, who draws the inside barrier. We'll get back, need a little bit of luck, but good to see them stick with Patrick Kane, and hopefully the one-time stable apprentice can earn some black type with Stream Ahead.
Okay, I'm with three ready for victory to beat one, Prince of Brooklyn. Six, Top Me Up, and two, Gold Symphony. Race five at Caulfield on Saturday is the shark.com.au Stakes, 1,100 metres at Group 3 level for 4 years old and up. And this sees one of the highlights of the card in the much-anticipated return of last spring's star colt, Rich Enough. Joel, is he good enough to get the cash here?
He's certainly good enough. I've got him for second. I've gone for number 7, Bounding, from the team Snowden Yard. First run for Peter and Paul Snowden, this former New Zealand mare. She's only missed the Quinella once. That was when she ran last in the Manicato, but she was beaten less than three lengths and actually ran some very good sectionals off a wide trip in that race. So she's never disappointed in her career. Her two trials in Sydney have been very good, and I think she'll run really well. Got her ahead of Rich Enough, number 1. 4, Under the Louvre, his grand finals in a few weeks. But he'll run well. And 5, Bull Point, first up, Tony McAvoy, interested to see him. 7-4-1-5.
Similar numbers again, but Rich Enough on top for me. First up, I think he's ready to go. They won't be wasting too many races with him. His aim this campaign is the Sir Rupert Clark over 1,400 metres, so you can imagine that he'll be fit and firing. They really want to get more black type on his CV, and I think this is a great starting point. So from barrier one, he'll be either leading or in the trailing spot and be hard to beat. Seven bounding in for second, for the reasons you mentioned. Third number four, Under the Louvre, who if they go too hard in front and rich enough, maybe perhaps wants to hold the lead and gets softened up by the likes of Bounding and Miss Promiscuity. Under the Louvre has the ability to finish over the top. And for third number three, Thermal Current, 1.743.
Very similar for me. One, Rich Enough. Just reckon that's just one of the tragedies of modern racing that he didn't win that Caulfield Guineas. Seven, Bounding. Four, Under the Louvre. And six, The Bowler. Race six is not a black type race, but it is at least a $90,000 open handicap. It's over 1,400 metres. It is the Hocking Stewart handicap, Joel.
Yeah, an interesting race. And a lot of these resumed too, and obviously a few of these were acceptors for the Memsie. I've gone for number 16, Zabrins. Thought his first up run was pretty good. There was a few tipping in that day, and I thought he ran well. He looks to be in for a good campaign. I think he can continue to step up. 16 to beat 2, Charmed Harmony. In great form, he's going to be the one to run down. 18, Pressing, didn't have much luck first up. And I'll throw in 11, Sismo for fourth. 16, 2, 18, 11.
Interesting race, open race. I've got 14 on top, he or she, depending on how you pronounce it. I just worried that Caulfield might not be his track because it does take a long time to wind up. And certainly that was the case at Flemington, drawing wide, getting back, and he just flew late. And I'm just hoping that around Caulfield, the more tighter turning circuit, he can actually be somewhere within striking distance before the turn, because he may take a little while to balance up. But I've got him on top. I wouldn't be diving into a silly price though. Second number 18, Pressing, it was I thought was very unlucky in the Regal Roll and never got clear, and can certainly atone with a better run in transit. For third number 2, Charmed Harmony will be leading and giving him something to catch, particularly after the 3 kilo claim at Dylan Dunn. And for fourth, I've put in number 11, Sismo. Keen to see this horse first up from a spell. Recent trial was very impressive, and I think on that effort will be in the finish as well. I've got them 14, 18, 2, and 11.
Similar for me, although I have perhaps foolishly left out Charmed Harmony. 14, he or she to beat 11, Sismo. 18, Pressing, and 16, Zabrins. Race 7... at Caulfield is second leg of the main quaddie, William Hill Sprint Series Heat 1, the poetically named William Hill Sprint Series Heat 1 Stakes, over 1,200 metres at Group 3 level for the mares, Joel.
Yeah, very interesting race. I went for 4 Griante. I thought she did enough first up, just got tired the last couple of hundred metres. She's going to strip fitter for that. Her form last time in was pretty good, so I'll go with her each way. To beat 17, Vezelay, if it gets a run. 1, Cosmic Endeavour, obviously proven Group 1 mare and isn't in too badly at the weights. And 13, More Radiant, Chase Home, Vezelay, first up, and it was a gap to third. 4, 17, 1, 13.
I've got 6 on top, Girl Guide. I really like her 2 recent jump outs where she finished fourth on both occasions. Really strong to the line on each occasion, and she looks ready to go first up. Her first up record is 2 wins from 3 attempts. And the only miss was first up last campaign when she was a little bit below par over this track and distance. But I do feel Girl Guide drawn to get a nice run off the speed and be hard to beat. So got her on top on an each way basis from 1 Cosmic Endeavour, who'll go forward from barrier 9. Those go Waterhouse horses when they put themselves up in the pace. As we saw with Speak Fondly last week, they do prove hard to catch first up. For third, number 17, Vezelay, if it does get a run. And for fourth, number 13, More Radiant.
Yeah, I was very keen on Loved Up when scratched a couple of weeks ago first up. Might be flying a little bit high here, but I'm still going Loved Up each way. Number 9 to beat 17, Vezelay. 1, Cosmic Endeavour. 8, Madam Gangster. Race 8 is the main event. New Zealand Bloodstock Memsie Stakes, 1,400 metres, $400,000 standard weight for age, Group 1, Joel.
Yes, as I said, very interesting race. Not a race I really want to step into heavily, but I'll be going skinny in my quaddie. Only going to take 3 horses. 11 on top for me, Volkstock and Barrel, obviously. They're going to, most of these are going to have bigger fish to fry later on, but he just gives the impression that he's good enough to sprint well over this trip, 1,400. And yeah, new season four-year-olds, I think he can run really well. Got him ahead of 17, Stratum Star, another four-year-old. Really good run first up from a long way back. This is obviously a step up in class, but you know, you take the line through his Wangina form, I think he can be pretty competitive. Number three, Boban, in for third. Obviously his best is going to go very close. He looked at his best in the winter, so if he can bring that form, he'll go close. And I threw in number six, Smokin' Joey. He had a bleed last start, so ignore that. He's got to be given another chance. 11, 17, 3, 6.
Identical same four numbers, just in a different order. I got Boban on top. Resumes here and won first up last campaign, the Doomba 10,000. Drawn to get the perfect run in Barrier 5. I think he's a genuine weight for age performer, particularly over this distance range. He has a touch of class, and if he's anywhere near his best and ready to go, and his recent trial suggests he's ready to go, I think Boban is the one to beat. Got him ahead of number 17, Stratum Star. You touched on that one gene form. Has the benefit of that first up run where it just got way too far back from a wide barrier and hit the line hard. Third, number 11, Box, Dock and Barrel. Concerned it might be a bit too sharp, the 1400 metres. It has won over 1300 metres previously in New Zealand, but that was in lesser company behind the likes of Lott and Princessa and a few other horses that would probably be considered, you know, on the fringe of open handicap class. And for fourth, number six, Smokin' Joey, has the fitness edge in a few of these. And I guess got to forgive the last start run when he was an internal bleeder. He did travel into the race nicely before finishing down the track, and he won the Bletchingly before that. So he does look a bit of an obvious selection there. But I've got them 3, 17, 11, and 6 in the Memsie.
11, Volk, Stock and Barrel for me to beat 16, Rising Romance, 3, Boban, and for fourth to add a bit of value, I've chucked in number 7, Sertorius. Race 9, last race at Caulfield on Saturday, is the Sheen Group Heatherly Stakes, 1700 metre listed event, and despite it being over 1700 metres, quite a few resuming here, Joel.
Yes, this import, Bold Sniper. We haven't seen any jump outs for him. I don't think he's had any jump outs at Flemington, so hard to get a real line on him, but just looking at his international form, contributor, Farage, that form suggests he's going to be pretty hard to beat in this with 56 kilos, I would have thought. $14 I think he opened, I think he can still get 10. I wouldn't be surprised if he started a bit shorter if there's a bit of a spruik around for him. I'm going with him. 7, Maygrove, all thrown for second from the Murray Baker Yard. Probably wants a bit further. But do note, his best form is left-handed, so I think he can just maybe forgive a couple of his Sydney runs when he went to Sydney in the autumn. He's had 9 goes left-handed for 4 wins, so much better going the Melbourne way. 13 in for 30, Iggy McCool, and for 4th, number 4, Escado. Didn't mind his trial the other day, and 1700 off a winter prep, he can be competitive. 6, 7, 13, 4.
I've gone with 6 as well, Bold Sniper, for the bases that contributed for Farage form. We know that kind of is our top line group one form, and it's getting weight off horses like Tayu and Extra Zero, who are nice horses, but I guess if Bold Sniper brings its European form to Caulfield on Saturday, it'd be Ron the finish. So on an each way basis, got on top from 2 Extra Zero, who I really liked the first up run behind Charm Tarmy, found the line well, and I think the format of that six horse field, I think it'll prove to be okay. I think It's a Him ran nicely at Moonee Valley out of that race, and after seeing It's a Him's performance, I'm keen to follow Extra Zero, who I thought was a superior run. Third number one, Tayu, an excellent effort in the Warren Stakes after covering plenty of extra ground, may have to do so again from the wide barrier. And fourth, number 3, Excess Knowledge. Bit of a class runner, dropping back from the Lawrence. It was just okay, beating 2 lengths. And another one that should go forward from the wide barrier and be a little bit hard to overrun from the Gaylord House stable. I've got them 6, 2, 1 and 3.
Yep, Excess Knowledge for me. Number 3 to beat 2, Extra Zero, 9. Let's Make a Deal in 13, Iggy McCool. That wraps up Caulfield, except for our best and value bet. And Excess Knowledge, race 9, number 3, is my best bet. My value bet was race 7, number 9, loved up. Joel?
My best is Alaskan Rose, race 2, number 4, looked really good on debut, ran right up to her trials, and I think she'll remain unbeaten. And my value is Orient Line, race 3, number 9. Didn't think he was too bad first up down the straight, back around a corner, and some of his form last prep should stack up pretty well in a benchmark 78. The other two that I'm more keener on are Mr. Individual and Bold Sniper.
Best bet, race 7, number 6, Girl Guide, and the value bet is race 4, number 10, Mr. Individual.
At Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, we continue the build-up to the first Group 1 of the Sydney season, and that is the Golden Rose in a fortnight. With Race 5, the MTA New South Wales Run to the Rose, Group 2 over 1,200, Joel.
Yes, very intriguing race. Press Statement, unbeaten Group 1 winner with the 60 kilos. I think you can get around $4.80 at the moment. Obviously, we've got a heavy track at the moment, so that might make it even tougher for him. And the stablemate, of course, Japanisma, who's unbeaten and flying this prep. Though I went the way of Press Statement, couldn't jump off him. He's the proven horse, and I think he's been going well enough at the trials to suggest he'd be hard to beat. I actually put in 6 Red Zell for second, going to give him another chance. He trialled too well not to give another chance off a first up. Just a flat run. 2 Exosphere I put in for third, and Japanisma for fourth.
Yeah, Press Statement for me. This is probably the horse I'm really looking forward to over the whole spring carnival to watch. I think he's a... Well, I mean, it's traditional for the best three-year-old to kind of have a shot at the Cox Plate, and I see he's $51 fixed odds for the Cox Plate, which is probably unders because there's a long time between now and then for, you know, plenty of water to go under the bridge. But I think he's a really nice horse, and he showed plenty of ability in the autumn, and I think he can win first up from the stablemate 3, how do you say that? Japanisma. Yeah, unbeaten this prep after being gelded. 4 from 4, has the residual fitness and be hard to beat. Red Zeal for third, just peaked on the effort the last 200. First up, should be fitter. And for fourth, number 2, Exosphere. But I've got them 1-3, 6-2 in race 5.
All right, the other black type race at Rose Hill, probably not quite so inspiring, is race 4, the Premier's Cup, a listed event over 1,800 metres, Joel.
I'll give Disclaimer another chance. Third up, I was with him second up, and he wasn't too bad. I'll give him another go third up. Wetter track, down a little bit in weight might help. 7 Magic Hurricane is going to be the one to beat. 4 Silver Ball will strip a bit fitter, and 1 Beyond Thankful in for 4.
Yeah, got 7 Magic Hurricanes beat 4 Silver Ball. They both come out the same race, the spring preview over the 1,400 metres. Both of them got back in the field in the second half of that 8-horse field, and they sprinted home in 33 and change, and they weren't really suited by the tempo. And I think Magic Hurricane's effort to run third in those circumstances behind centre pivot was very, very good. The co-leaders dominated centre pivot and also Countryman, so Magic Hurricane was excellent to do that. Second Silver Ball for third, number 6 Disclaimer, and for fourth, number 5 Kapoor.
And Joel, your best and value bets for Rose Hill.
You're not a program I'm overly keen on, to be honest, but I made my best Darcy Wood. He was electric first up, a bit flat second up. I'm just banking on him out to 1,200, a little bit more speed in this race. He might be able to hit back. That's number 6, and my value is Sabrina. Race 6, number 9. Keen to see this mare return. She ran a really good race fresh last time in. 1,100 is going to be a shade short, perhaps, but her trial was quite nice. And I think she's got a bit of a future, Sabrina, so I'll have a little go on her each way.
Best bet for me is Magic Hurricane for the reasons I earlier mentioned. And race 8, number 4, Havana, is my value bet. Been a bit of a fan of this horse. It's now in the new stable with Paul Massara, formerly trained by Team Hawks, and it just didn't show his best last prep. He's had issues early in his career jumping at the barriers with the field, and then he was gelded and he was a bit more switched on. But in recent times, he's lost his way just at a touch. He's gone now to Paul Massara, and his 2 recent trials have been very, very good. He looks fit and ready to go. And I know that those close to the horse have always had a little bit of an opinion of this horse, Havana, and he's only won 2 from 16. I think it's time for him to step up, and he may just do so at some good odds first up on the weekend.
All right. At Morfordville in Adelaide, it's one of the biggest days of the year in Adelaide on Saturday, which is Irish Day. And big crowd. They haven't got big fields, though. Tiny fields. So you should be able to find us a winner here, Carl. But we're waiting till late on the program for your specials.
Yeah, they might be plastered by the end of to get my specials. But race 7, number 3, Cash is Coming, is the value bet of the day. Just been following him the last couple of the last couple of starts, and haven't got the cash, but was close up behind Back on Target 2 starts ago, beaten a half length, and then last time was held up in the straight, and quite unlucky. I think it might be a case of third time lucky. And the best bet is race 8, number 5, Real Messy. And this horse loomed up to beat Temps Valeur at Sandown, but just couldn't get past him. Temps Valeur outstayed him, and then Temps Valeur came out and produced a quite strong staying effort at Mooney Valley. So that form doesn't look all that bad for Real Messy, and as touched on, Real Messy does have quite an explosive turn of foot. So if a team were within striking distance at about the 400, it should get over the top. So I've got them race 8, number 5, and race 7, number 3.
Yeah, just the one for me, Wales, race 6, number 2. I didn't think he was too bad first up in a race he was never going to win. He went up to Sydney, Jamie Mott followed him, and I thought he was all right. Beaten less than 4 lengths. He might just be looking for ground this time in this horse, and Jamie Mott over to Adelaide, follows him across again, and I'm going with him, third up, race 6, number 2.
All right, Joel, and at Doomben in Brisbane on Saturday, you are going with Rob Heathcote in the form of race 5, number 4, Quick Snitzel.
Yeah, smallish fields, certainly by Brisbane standards too on Saturday, but Quick Snitzel, my best. His two runs at back have been really good over the 1350, third up to the mile. Looks really suitable for him. I reckon he'll be very, very hard to beat. And my value is Luciano, race 8, number 14. First run for Steve O'Day, he was backed, but he got back from barrier 14, just had no hope. Just hoping he can get a bit of an easier run on Saturday and he can improve sharply. His good, his best Sydney form is quite good.
Nostradamus for me, race 6, number 3. Unbeaten first up if you take away the unplaced effort in the Oakley Plate, where he was quite unlucky, I thought, with 50.5 kilos. And then he came out later that campaign and won the Gold Coast Guineas over 1,200. He's got a touch of class. Never easy for these new season 4-year-olds to step into open class, but he's been exposed to it a little bit already with runs in the Oakley Plate in the BTC Cup. And I think from barrier 3, he's going to get a nice run in behind him and be too hard to hold out. So race 6, number 3, Nostradamus for me.
Okay, Joel, at Belmont, last Saturday at Belmont, as far as I know, and it's a big meeting given that it was washed out last week. So we've got 9 races, plenty of horses, but you're kicking us off at 1:55 Eastern Time, 11:55 local in the first.
Yes, Dreamtime Dancer is my best. Two runs have both been really good. Gives the impression the mile's going to suit. She hit the line strongly last start. And probably a two-horse race, Covet and Candy, likely favourite in the one to beat, but I think she can get the cash, Dreamtime Dancer. And my value is Thunderclap Newman, race 6, number 12. Didn't think he was too bad first up. Wasn't beaten far after getting back. Up to 1,400 certainly suits. And second up, he'll strip a bit fitter. So he is my value, but yeah, not a bad meeting on Saturday.
And speaking of not bad meetings, we get to the first Group 1 of the year in New Zealand on Saturday, that being the first of the Hawke's Bay Triple Crown at Hastings, the McAfee Challenge.
Yes, full field, 16 plus the 4 emergencies, track a slow 6, slow 7. And yes, a good field, a couple of these we might see in Melbourne later in the spring, but barrier draws haven't been kind to a couple of leading fancies. 11 turned me loose. Going to be very hard to beat. I've got him on top of Soriano, drawn very wide, probably hurts her chances, but look, turn me loose first up. We haven't seen him since he won the 2000 Guineas at Riccarton last November, so it's been a while off, but you know, if a trainer's going to get him to win a race like this first up, Murray Baker's your man. 11 to beat 13, 6 Tomorrowland and 5 Cowie in for 4th. My best for the meeting is Post Boy, race 1, number 10. Very promising galloper, resumes over a mile in open company. He'll get better with this run and maybe the next run, but he'll be very hard to beat. Race 3 is the race of the day for mine, a really strong 3-year-old race. Plenty of good chances, but Serena Miss, really like this filly. We'll see her in Australia, I think, in the spring, and she'll run really well on Saturday. Wide draw could be against her, but she is my value, race 3, number 4. The other meeting is at Ruakaka. My best is a first starter, race 3, number 11, Love Triangle. Owned by Coolmore, and has won both trials. She's from the 8 Carat family, $400,000 yearling by Encosta, and she'll be very hard to beat on debut. And my value is race 1, number 1. It has to be you. Look for sharp improvement from him, second up to 1,400.
Well, a couple of musical allusions in your tips there, Joel. It has to be you. And of course, Turn Me Loose. Who could forget that 80s hit by Loverboy, the great Canadian rockers? I wonder what ever happened to them. But I don't know what's happened at the time, because that's pretty much all we have. And leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday And don't forget, Sunday, we've got full form for sale, both New South Wales TAB meetings and Gold Coast, as well as fields for Port Augusta and Kalgoorlie, plus our usual great Friday and Saturday coverage and all the reading and entertainment that you are accustomed to. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to kick us off. I'm going to go the shark.com.au stakes, and I'm just going to go bang with a Quinella. 1-7, $20 Quinella, rich enough and bounding. Joel?
You'll get a bank for that Quinella by backing Alaskan Rose, race 2, number 4. She'll win.
And at the end of the day, you can blow it all by having something on Havana. 10 each way, or something a bit more, if the boys come good with their two bets beforehand.
Marvellous. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.